part 11 of I'm sorry, you can't have children, my IVF story. Okay, so we have my son and everything's going perfect. I do give up my career, which was difficult at the time, but I thought, you know what? That was never in the plan. We always thought we would do daycare or maybe have some family help, but I stayed home, and honestly, being a stay-at-home mom was the best job of my life, and I still want to do it. Tell my husband. So just being with him, it was the best year of my life. Honestly, I know there's like sleepless nights and all that, but it was just amazing. Nothing could bring me down during that time. So, but you know, we wondered, would we have a second? And my answer was no, I do not want to have two. Like, I know we were supposed to have four, but I just thought, you know, we need to be thankful for what we have and be done. You know, if we get pregnant on our own, then fine. We weren't going to stop anything. We weren't going to use birth control or anything like that. So, you know, I quit my job. Like I said, I quit my career. So my husband decides to move into a different job, and he gets a job at a school. Well, schools are known to have good insurance. And during Levi's first birthday, the night after his first birthday, I'm exhausted. You know, we had a big party. He said, hey, I just have to say that IVF is covered with my job, and I think we should try. I think we should try for a second. And I'm like, you could try for a second. You get a different wife. Because I was not having it at all. And he's like, could you please just do me the favor of let's just meet with the doctors again and just see what they say. I'm like, I'll see what they say. So we go, and it's completely covered. There's no copay at all. And she's like, well, we know what to do. So if you want to have a second one, like, we know exactly how to get you pregnant. We're good to go. Like, we feel very confident. And I'm like, okay. Because you know how many cycles I had that failed? I understand that I had a successful one, but I didn't believe that they could do it again. So I'm like, okay, fine, we'll do it. But I swear to goodness, like, if it takes anything away from my son or like my focus on him, and it was fine. Like, we had family help. They would come and like watch him when I go to the doctors, because you go to the doctors a lot. And they did the egg retrieval. One egg. And remember how they grade them? It was an F. An F. They said, this egg doesn't look good. We're just going to be honest with you, you know, but you did the cycle, you know, it's still like $10,000 worth, and we didn't have to pay for anything. And I'm in the office, you know, legs up, all the water, because they have to put the egg in. And I looked at my husband, and I didn't know the doctor was still in there. And I said, what are we putting in one egg? What a waste of time this is. And she said, excuse me. It only takes one. I was like, but I remembered that because, of course, 2 weeks later, you're pregnant. What? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to miscarry. Like, I'm not even going to get excited about it, because it's just not going to, yeah. We didn't know the gender this time. They knew it, the other doctors. They knew the gender of our first child, Trista Lee. This time, we didn't know the gender. So we're going to the ultrasounds, and we're both hardened. I have to admit, we were both like, yeah, okay. Like, it was just a little thing, and then it had a heartbeat, and then it's a little peanut. And then, you know, around 15 weeks, I'm like, obviously this is going okay. And we fell in love. I mean, like, you know what? If we're hurt, we're hurt. You know, we were trying to protect ourselves. We didn't want to be hurt anymore. And I'm like, okay, we're having a baby. Like, we're having a second baby, you know? And we waited longer this time to tell everybody. It was to the point where I think I was actually showing. We waited a very long time. I think we told our son, but, you know, he was one. He wasn't telling anybody. So we get to about month 7. And this is when I started having major problems, just like with Levi, but worse. I lost so much blood, I had to be taken to the hospital. I had placenta previa, except this time, Dr. Andrew Judge said, you're not leaving. So I was on bed rest till the end of my pregnancy, practically. It was tough. not seeing my son. I know it's silly now because the nurse is there, and thank you, nurses. They were so nice. They're like, take the break. You have a break from your toddler. You know, you're going to be potty training soon. You're going to have a little one. Like, enjoy this break. But I couldn't see that at the time. I can only see that everybody else was getting to play with my son and be with my son, and I couldn't, you know. And they're like, you're growing a baby, enjoy it. You know how many pregnant women would love to have three meals cooked for them every day, somebody waiting on them hand and foot, clean room. And I'm like, no. But yeah, I should have enjoyed it more. I didn't. I don't know. I tried. So then we're at month 8, and they said that her lungs were pretty much developed as best they could. Actually, I said she, but we actually still didn't know. Anytime they did an ultrasound, she had her legs crossed, so we never knew. She was just stubborn. I mean, they still stubborn. They tried to give me candy, anything, because we wanted to prepare the room, but she was like, you ain't preparing nothing. So they take her a month early. She is a NICU baby, even though she was only 1 month. That's not that big of a deal. She was 5 pounds, which is, of course, considered a big preemie baby, but she had bradycardia, so not like Levi with the not breathing, you know, turning blue, but she had something where she would forget to breathe, and it's probably from taking her early. So she was in the NICU for 3 weeks, which was really tough. The doctor kept me as long as they could because I had issues with bleeding. So they did tell us after, which is so crazy. This is the end of the story, basically. You know, she's a girl. We're happy. We have a boy, a girl. Like, who would have ever thought we had this life? I really pinch myself still to this day because I can't believe the life that I have. I can't believe it. But they tell us, like, I know it's going to sound silly, but if you get pregnant, like if I would get pregnant on my own, even though the chances of me ever getting pregnant with my husband are like 2%, but if I would die. That's basically what they said. So they said, as crazy as it sounds, you either get on birth control or your husband takes care of it, because you cannot get pregnant naturally. If you do, you're going to lose your life. Still seems crazy to me. And sometimes we're like, would that have been true? But we did. And my husband took care of it. You know, he didn't want me to have to be on a pill for the rest of my life. And I call my children my medicine, because if you remember, I told you I was on an antidepressant, and nothing against antidepressants because it saved my life, but I had to get off of them because of going through IVF cycles. And my doctor always said, you know, you should go right back on them. Postpartum's a real thing. And I said, no, I said, honestly, my kids are my medicine. Like, so they give me a hug and they're like, you ready for your medicine, mom? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for my medicine, because that is really what was making my mental problems, honestly. And that doesn't mean that, you know, I won't have any issues later in life or anxiety. And if I do, I'll take something. But it really, just being a mom was so important to me. So I get to do it for life. It's crazy. I'm a mom. So yeah, that's my story. You know, thank you for listening.